Hi guys, good day and welcome to another episode of my podcast. I was meant to co-host with a friend, but because of some unforeseen circumstances, we won't be able to do it. And I can't keep on holding off on making this podcast. So today we will be discussing the do's and don'ts of sex, one night stands, and friendly benefits, relationships, and situationships. Okay, so for the first one, the do's and don'ts of sex, we have, don't lay in my bed if you can't give head. This is like one of the first rules, because it makes no sense. Why would you have sex with someone you can't give head? You understand? Okay, I understand that maybe you guys just met and stuff like that. True. But you know, for some people, it's very important to give head to them. So, if a woman can give a guy a blowjob on the first day or the first sex date, a man should be able to reciprocate. That's just my way. That's just what I think of. Now, for those people that don't like it, that's a different thing altogether. But then, a rule is a rule. The second one is, don't use your saliva as lube. Ew! Who the fuck does that? Like, sorry to... No, I'm not sorry. If you do that, you are a pig. Like, you are a dirty swine. No jokes. Yes, I know that we know pigs are dirty. But I had to just put the two of them together so that you know how disgusting it is. Why the fuck would you use your saliva as lube? Why? Why? There are lubes, like, you can actually buy from a pharmacy. Everyone knows KY gel. You can even buy Durex Play. Why the please, as a lady, do not allow a guy to use his saliva as lube for you. As a guy, please don't do that. That is why you have foreplay, so that you would make the lady wet. To ease penetration instead of using saliva, please. It's not advisable, it's actually really wrong. Okay, the next one, when kissing, less spit, more tongue. Eish. I just had a scenario in my head now, like, so you're kissing and then the saliva is dripping from your lips. Like, what the fuck are we doing? What are we? Are we exchanging saliva or are we kissing? So this rule just goes to say that you actually need to learn how to kiss. You can't just decide to start kissing. Do you understand? So, and when kissing, have it in your mind or have it at the back of your mind. Less spit, more funk. Okay. The next one, if you're going for a dick or pussy appointment, always make sure to clean up, either by shaving, waxing, brushing, bathing, and also cut your nails if you plan on fingering. Okay, let me take it one at a time. Now, it is appalling that you would be going for a dick appointment and you won't shave, you won't keep the area clean. Now, we understand that there are some unforeseen circumstances that could lead to that. Understandable. But then, it's actually really important, you know, to be clean. So, before you go for a dick appointment, shave. Shave. Wax if you want to. Always make sure to brush, please brush. Don't go and use the odor, the foul smell odor from your mouth, or the foul smell from your mouth, and suffocate someone's child. Please. Bathe well. This cannot be overemphasized. Bathe well. Wash your pussy. Wash your dick area. Everything. Wash everything. And then if you're a guy, and you plan on fingering, please cut your nails. Cut your nails. The joy of fingering, or of receiving it rather, is when the nails are well cut and the person knows what he or she is doing. In the case of lesbians and the rest. The next one. Okay, continuation from the other part. It says, if he loves the coochie hairy, apply coconut oil on your thighs and use the oil on the pubic hair. Now, this is just to make place look, you know, the place feel soft and smooth and the rest. Very important. Coconut oil is actually really important. Another one, the next one says, don't leave or forget your stuffs at the place of your appointments. Pack it all and go. Yes. Very important. You know, I've had a lot of gist with my friends, and they keep on saying that girls come over and then they forget their panties, they forget their bras, they forget the top, they forget something. Like, how the fuck do you go to someone's house and you forget your shit in their house? Go to somebody's place. As you're going, make sure you're carrying all your things. Don't assume. Very important. Please. The next one. Participate in the sex and communicate your needs. Don't waste your body count and sin. Very, very important. This is the most important one. My dear, enjoy it. You see that the way you will tell her that you want to. Enjoy the sex. Enjoy it. It's very important that you enjoy the sex, because it makes no sense for you to go and have sex and you don't enjoy it. Makes typically no sense. So enjoy it. You get. So as they're giving it to you, you know, you moan, you tell them how you want it, participate, slow, harder. I don't like this style. I like it this way. Do it like this. Communicate. Tell the person what you want. And if the person is a good listener, you would enjoy your sex. If the person is not listening, make sure they listen. Very, very important. So that you do not waste your body count. Because some people right now, they think of the sex they had last time to be vexing. So it's not happened to you, and it's not be a waste of a body count. No, we don't want that. Next one. Don't ever ask the "what are we" question. Ooh! This is another thing. This is like, what are we? Pencils in the hands of the creator. Why would you ask that question? Don't ever ask that question. Sister, go with the flow. Only if you want something more, voice it out at the first instance. You get. Okay, the next one. Don't eat. Okay, never eat when you have a dick or pussy appointment. Reason. For the guys, food residue, especially pepper, could, you know, when you have if you don't eat any, you drink water and the rest. I try to give someone's child head. Pepper residue is always on the tongue, and then you put her in trouble, you know, and you don't Mr. Pepper. So to avoid that, don't eat. Better you don't eat, or maybe you eat like 3 hours or 4 hours before and you brush. For the girls, to avoid throwing up due to poor gag reflexes. Some girls have really good gag reflexes, really, really good ones. They can actually deep throat and everything, but some others, they don't. You know, you don't want to have a situation whereby you're doing the deep throat and then the whole food you ate pause on someone's child's dick. That's no good. The last one for this. Always go for your dick appointments with your own condom and lubricants. Very, very important. Yes, this is quite important because it actually means you value your protection. Yes, if you were not opportune to buy, that's fine, but to avoid certain things you should buy yours. You get, if you don't have an issue with getting wet and the whole thing, you don't need lube. But apart from that, always go with your own condom to avoid I don't have condom and then God found you want to kill you. You're not gonna fuck her. So the next one is rules of friend benefit relationships. Now firstly, what's friend benefits? FWB is friends with benefits. We are friends, but then there are other things attached to it. Basically, that's what it means. So now the first rule of it is choose someone honest. You need to make sure that you two are open about everything, as both of you need to be on the same page in case either of you start developing feelings. Then the second one says speak your sex mind. Meaning, the main point of having a friend benefit is to have amazing, satisfying sex. No? Be vocal about what you like and what you don't like, and encourage your partner to do the same. You know, openness, being able to talk about these things help. The next one, groom as if they were your significant other. Even though you don't want a relationship, it's not fair to your friend benefit if you show up for your trysts with prickly legs, stained undies, and dirty hair. Be clean. It's common courtesy. I just said that now. Rules of sex. The next one. Practice safe sex. Always use a condom to prevent pregnancies and STIs. Very, very important to, you know, they show, you know, they show, oh, you know, they show, you know, they show for face. So, hey, okay. The next one, keep your eyes and heart open for new relationships. Yes, some people when they become friends benefit with someone, close their eyes to all to relationships. Now, I'm not saying see, the thing is this, friends benefit relationship has actually burned, if not all, most people. It has. And that's the annoying thing about it. Well, let's move on. Okay. Don't get too comfortable or close yourself off from finding someone you want. Don't get too comfortable or close yourself off from finding someone you want to be with. You don't want to miss out on getting to know someone amazing because you have a sex buddy. Yes. Yes, this is very important. Don't do that. Go out, meet people. It's just sex. The next one says, don't have sleepovers. Hey, many people are on this table. I will shake it, people will fall out or fall off from the table. Having sleepover confuses things. You want to keep yourself from getting emotionally attached, so sleeping next to your friend benefit and waking up next to them is extremely intimate. The next one, don't ever cuddle. If you two have an agreement that cuddling is on the table, then snuggle up. Otherwise, try to refrain. Cuddling encourages intimacy, which is a no-no with your friend's benefit relationship. You want to keep things simple and not complicated or messy. The next one says, don't expect bells and whistles. Don't expect anything relationship-like from your friend to benefit, and don't go out of your way to plan anything romantic, like fancy dinners, dates, flowers, gifts, or games. When you have a friend to benefit, you are having casual sex and maybe some conversation, and that's it. The last one, never catch feelings. Ah! I don't know. Why is it difficult for ladies to differentiate between dick and feelings? Why must the dick always come with feelings? Never catch feelings. Oh. Even if you guys, or even if you catch feelings, try to distance yourself from the person. Distance yourself from the person. You get? So that you will be able to do you, what you want. And when you distance yourself from the person, and work on the stuff that's coming up, you'll be able to pull yourself out of that situation. Never catch feelings. It always ends in, okay, not always, but most times it ends in premium tears, hot one. So don't catch feelings. Okay guys, so we've come to the end of this episode on my podcast. I remain your host, Kendra, and I hope you actually enjoyed this particular topic as much as I enjoyed making it. I'm very sorry for the bleeps, the mistakes, and the rest. I'll work on that, and I hope you have a good day, a lovely day, an amazing week, and God bless you. Thank you.